The storming of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 was an American tragedy. It was also completely predictable. The patriots in face paint, who carried sharpened flagpoles, bats, and zip ties into the Senate chamber, were the inevitable result of 70 years of lies about tobacco, evolution, global warming, and vaccines. After the truth killers provided a blueprint for how to deny scientific facts that clashed with their financial or ideological interests, it was a small step for unscrupulous politicians to figure out how to use this strategy to lie about anything they wanted. Hank couldn't remember how Ernie knew this about his lovely wife or his beautiful daughter, but he wasn't in the mood to engage with Ernie either. He wanted to punch that smug face, but he knew better. He could destroy him with one decisive punch, he knew that much. Just knowing that satisfied him, but he wasn't going to let this slight on Ernie's part go unremedied. "Suck a donkey, Dingle," Hank pronounced, then turned back to his drink, placing his protective fists on either side of his sweating glass. As a society, and as individuals, the images of family life we've created are pleasant and comforting. It is no wonder we cling to them so fiercely. We defend them against the intrusion of a harsher reality. Even when we are in the midst of an abusive situation, it is often easier to pretend it is otherwise. In fact, your fantasy of an ideal family may have been the only refuge available to you as a child.